Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn something very useful because we use that every day in China, in Taiwan, in Singapore, and now probably in many parts of the world. It's about chopsticks. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh. 你好。
你好，你好。
Right. We are going to talk about chopsticks.
Yeah.
筷子。
筷子.
When did you start using chopsticks?
Chopsticks. Yeah, well, I think I had my first encounter with chopsticks when I was about 13 or 14. I think because my friend was visiting, my dad decided to take us to an Asian restaurant. And we went to this place and there were these wooden chopsticks on the table.
Yep.
And none of us had actually ever used them before. There were those kind of wooden chopsticks that are attached together. And we didn't realize that you were supposed to break them apart and use them separately. So we had these two wooden chopsticks that were stuck together and we started trying to use them kind of like a mini spade,
right.
Thinking, this is rather awkward, you know, I can only eat two grains of rice at a time. It was only after about 10 minutes we looked across to another table and we saw someone else kind of pop the chopsticks apart and then start using them that we figured out, oh, that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
So then we came to challenge two, which was, once you've taken the chopsticks apart, how do you then hold them properly and how do you use them
in one hand rather than two hands together?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You probably are very grateful that there was no such thing called social media at that time. Otherwise, it would be a very viral video on the internet.
Yeah. Stupid English guys that are using chopsticks like a spade.
Yeah. Did you try to use that like the sticks for barbecuing?
I think we tried lots of things like that and mostly failed and kind of the food would fall off halfway between our mouths and the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But actually then after that, having gone through that first rather embarrassing experience, me and my friend, we became a little bit crazy about chopsticks.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately we knew a Taiwanese friend who was in Bristol in the UK at the time. And so we tried to learn the proper way to hold them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became kind of a competition. How well could we use the chopsticks? To the point where we were trying to pick up things like how many Smarties, which are really, really difficult to grab.
It's a competition, yeah.
Yeah, how many Smarties could we pick up in 1 minute? Or I remember a Taiwanese friend set me a challenge of trying to pick up tofu without chopping it in half because it's really soft. So that was really fun. Yeah, chopsticks kind of became like a challenge to my friend and I back then.
Right.
So yeah, to the point where actually I felt like this is a really great idea,
mm-hmm.
because now I can use what a knife and fork would take two hands. I can use chopsticks and just use one hand and I've got another free hand to, you know, hold a drink or wave it around or something. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I became a big fan of chopsticks.
Sure. Yeah, let's learn how to say that properly because you probably will use that quite often when you go to the restaurant in China. Okay, the way to say chopsticks, 筷子.
筷子.
筷, it actually just means chopsticks. And then 子 is actually just the suffix to describe a bit like
object.
Yeah, the object in Chinese. So 子 doesn't mean much. Mm. And so 筷 on its own already means chopsticks.
Okay.
And the character itself is a combination between bamboo.
Mm.
Because as you can imagine that originally the cheap and cheerful material to make chopsticks was bamboo. And you could use from normal trees, but bamboos, they are much easier to slice thinly.
Mm.
And then
grows very fast as well.
It grows very fast and they're widely available in China. If you want to make a big pine tree into the small chopsticks, that's much harder and more expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, so 筷子 and 筷, that means bamboo. The combination is actually bamboo with the character means very fast. And you probably know the way to say fast in Chinese is 筷 as well.
筷.
Yeah, so this element, fast, in chopsticks provides the sound. And so you know that Chinese characters, many of them, probably 90% of them, they are actually the phonic, the combination between semantic and phonetic.
Yep.
So, 筷 provides the sound, and the bamboo part just describes the material is made out of bamboo.
Mm, okay.
So, 筷子.
筷子. And that's the fourth tone, is that right?
It's the fourth tone. And then people said that the 筷子 were invented about 4,000 years ago in China.
Really? 4,000 years ago? Oh,
yeah.
That's...
And you can imagine that at that time, to make fire, to cook, was probably quite a big deal.
Yeah.
And they spent probably hours to find ways to make a fire. And then, of course, during the cooking process, to stir either the soup or using the sticks to allow food to be cooked. They need some sticks, and that using bamboo was the natural day-to-day material they can pick.
Yeah, well, that's really interesting about kwaizi as well, is that I found out it's not just like a knife and fork. Actually, kwaizi can often be used for cooking, just as you say, for stirring or for kind of moving things around a pan. Or I've often seen Asian people just using their kwaizi in many different areas of the kitchen, not just for kind of feeding yourself.
Yes, and then it's amazing that if you go for the full banquet in the Western world, you often see like 3, 4, 5 different sets of knives and forks and spoons, and big and small. But in Chinese banquet, you just see a pair of kuaizi.
Yeah, multifunctional.
Exactly, right. And then, of course, later on, people started using different material in metal, in ivory, and then some of them maybe used plastic as well to make kuaizi.
It's interesting you talk about different materials as well, because another experience of chopsticks I had after going to Taipei and living there for a few months, one of my friends gave me a pair of stainless steel chopsticks because he said it's bad to use the disposable wooden ones, bad for the environment.
Yep.
So he gave me what he called 环保筷,
the
kind of environmentally friendly chopsticks. So the idea was that I would carry them around with me in my rucksack or in my pocket, and then I could use them whenever I was eating.
Yes, and when you wash them and you clean them, it's hygienic, because if that's wooden chopsticks, even if you can reuse them or wash them, because of the fiber,
keep some of the bacteria, it's hard to wash it hygienically.
That's right. I remember when you go to the Korean restaurants, they normally give you very heavy stainless steel chopsticks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you must be very good at using kwaizi now.
Kwaizi, yeah. Actually, I think for me, I found that the Japanese-style chopsticks are the easiest, because they go into a sharp point at the end. The only problem is that they're a bit shorter, whereas some of the more traditional Chinese-style chopsticks are quite long.
Yep.
So they're really useful for when you're reaching over the table and you want to get a dish that is on the other side.
Yes. And then when you are in like a banquet in China, sometimes you will see, of course, everybody has a pair of kwaizi, and then sometimes you will see a super long one.
Yeah.
And that actually, that's the shared chopsticks.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, because some people may feel like slightly unhygienic to reach to the same plate, family style. And if everybody reached to the food, then there's an inevitable germs. You will swap germs between people. And then some people, they are much more careful. Therefore, there's a pair longer. The longer chopsticks, we call them gong kuai.
Gong kuai.
Gong kuai. Kuai is chopsticks. Yep. Gong means public.
Public, right.
That's right.
So it's kind of like the equivalent of a serving spoon.
It is. It is. But you just serve it yourself, or you can serve your friends.
Yeah.
And because it's longer, you can reach further away.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Thank you very much, Josh, for sharing with us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today we learn how to say chopsticks, kuaizi, in Chinese.
Kuaizi.
Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.